that you made a kinyan. Frak the Gemara, kasha, you say this, the kakasha, shas kasha. So what that you made a maisa kinyan? Aber it's a kinyan dvarim. All you're doing is doing a maisa kinyan that you're now going to what? To obligate yourself to make a chaluka. That is not binding in halacha. Poshep shat, what that means is, like the Rashba says, is that you need a kinyan to be chal on something. And for you to do a plukta is not a chalois, it's not a chayfetz, it's not tangible, it's not an object that now the kinyan could be chal on. And for the Gemara, b'shekano miyodim beruchos, you're right. There was something missing in this Gemara. You added in that you designated certain areas, v'zok Rashi. Not only did you designate, b'kano miyodim miyata nikne chelik mizrochi lezeh ve'in lezeh chelik boy. Now each one divvies up, and I have this chelik, and you have that chelik, and the kinyan was what? On the chalokim! It was chal in the areas, northwest, southeast. That's what the kinyan was. Frektais is akasha. Why did we set up in the Gemara that the Gemara's kasha was only according to the Manda Amr Plukta, and according to the Manda Raguda, which is which Manda Amr Blustein? Lav Shmei Hezek. You got to know the Nigin. The Nigin of what? Lav Shmei Hezek is Guda. It's a song. It's a new hit, Mordechai Shapiro. Yeah. You'll see. It's going to happen. Chevra. What, you think when Mashiach comes, that's not what people are going to be singing? You're going to see. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be the only things people are interested in is Shas. It's going to be wild. And the Shaila is whether or not you're going to be part of that world is how you prepared right now. And if it's not in the Zman of Mashiach, if it's in a few years from now, when we come to the Oilam HaEmes, everybody say, life is temporary. So what makes you be normal in Shemayim? How you prepared? Haskein Atzmecha L'Pruz, the Rabbi say, is Poshet. Haskein Atzmecha, it's like, your Sheiches to the world of Ruchlis is all going to be dependent on what you attach yourself in this world. It's like, it's not like a Musarvor. It's not like, do I want to be from or not? It's like, I want to be part of the Chevra in the Oilam HaEmes. I want to have a Sheiches there. I want to be like one of the guys when we're standing and we're being nenem yizivah shechina. I don't want to be like, what is that shechina thing? What is kedusha all about? Like, I don't know where to go, and like the only way you know is like those other places that are not cool at all. Pashup shad, just cool versus not cool is a reason to be from. It's mamish like it's partially like that. That's what Pirkei Avos is talking about. Okay, weiter. So why did the Gemara set up that the kasha was only according to Guda? I'm sorry, according to Plukta, and not according to Guda. So Toisis, I'll tell you why. There I knew that Mestoma, since they're building a wall and they're agreeing to build a wall, so Mestoma, they're Meschayiv, they're Nechosim, to build that wall. Avade! It's not only Kinyan Dvarim, it's not only Shayach and Kinyanim, it's also on Shibudim, it's also on Leans, it's also on Eschayivis. Good. That got us into, Rabbi say, a little bit of a segue, a little bit of a tangent, not such a tangent, on a fundamental kashe from Toises and Ksubis, on Daf Nandaladam Abiz, on Daf Nandaladam Abiz, in the beginning of the sugya of Afalpi, when the Gemara is talking about all the chiyuvim that a husband signs on that ksuba at the chasen's tish, Rabbi say, it's not just like sponge cake and alcohol over there. There's like a lot of like meaty stuff going on there, and like, you know, not just nigunim. There's like real things that are going on there with the Kenyan Chalipins that we spoke about yesterday, and how the girl is going to be kinda and tackle what's in the shtar. What do you mean, Michael Yosef? You just signed away. Actually, your Masada Kedushin spoke about the money there. He actually mentioned $25,000. Sorry, I guess that's the sheer according to that. But he writes in his shtar. He's actually had a beautiful handwriting, Rav Ben Chaim. He wrote in the shtar. The dollar amount inside the ksuba. So, Fractisis, who's Yosef? The guy doesn't have a cent to his name. He's not even the guy who makes money in this year. He's an EMT. He doesn't even make money. It's all volunteer. His mamash is garnished. And if he scrounged around to get some money, so he bought a ring. So this $200 is gone. Garnished. I have nothing left for the ksuba. So what? So who are you? Pops? That's not your money. Mechatesi, you're going to be able to mechayev yourself to the ksuva. And so the Tesef's ksuva, talking serious money. Esrim Chomesh Mechatesi. But Yosef's sitting there like at the Chosin Stich, like they're writing like thousands and thousands of dollars. He's sitting there like, what? Like, where am I going to get that kind of money? Yeah, that's a good kasha. Rabbeinu Elio asked that kasha. How in the world is this chal? How does this work, Rabbi said? There has to be a system in place. It has to work halakhically. It's not just, we're out of the world now of abracadabra Judaism. Like, oh, it's religious, so therefore it always works. Like, no, there has to be a logic. It has to be a system. It has to be mestaber. So Zokter Rabbeinu Elio, first of all, you have really two kashas. Number one, your kasha should be, it's a davar shloi b'loilum, right? He doesn't have that kind of money, and even when he will have that kind of money, it's still not relevant because we know that you can't be makneh davar shloi b'loilum. We're paskaling rabbanim against Rabbi Meir in Hilchus Kinyanim that you have to be b'loilum in order to be makneh, Rabbi Yisai. So on that, the Gemara in Daf Kufnun Zayin of Abbasri says no. When it comes to Shibudim, you could be Meshabed at Davar Shalom Olam. So that's the Taisa says that's Nicha. Great. Even just learning a Taisa, everybody said you just gained and chopped and put in your pocket for the rest of your life a major Yisoid. So every line of Taisa, everybody said, is gold. Hilchul Shibudim, everybody said, don't forget that Sugya in Kufnun Zayin. I'm trying to give you a warning that for the rest of your life, don't forget that Sugya that Taisa quoted from Baba Basra Kufnun Zayin about Shibudim, that it's Chal on Davar Shalom Olam. And it's not the regular machlekes about Eina the Makna Davar Shalom, which is also a sugya for the rest of your life. Eina the Makna Davar Shalom, machlekes are Meir Rabbanan. Good, Gevalbo. But now Taisa says, but what about Baba Basra Daf Gimel? What about the fact that this is Dachat Inyan Dvarim? Right? How is it Chal? There's nothing for the item to be Chal on. So Judah already alluded to this yesterday. And Rabbeinu Elio really says it. He says there's no problem, because in the world of Shibudim, you don't have a problem of Kinyan Dvarim Ba'alma. You only have a problem of Kinyan Dvarim Ba'alma if you're saying what? I'm obligating myself through a Kinyan to do something, right? To do a Chalukah. But if what? I'm being Meshabed my guf, that now I'm subservient, and now any money, anything, if you're going to now collect with that shtar, with that ksuba, I'll have to work this off. I'll have to try to owe it to you, and my goof is meshubad to pay that debt. That already is enough of a what? Of a kinyan for it to be chalan, that there's not going to be a kinyan dvarm. It's not going to be a kinyan dvarm anymore. What was the problem in Baba Basra Daf Gimel? There wasn't a shibud of guf either. It was just a kinyan to one day do a chalukah. That's kinyan dvarm. That's a kinyan to do a pa'ula. But if you're taka being meshabed your guf, there's a shibud aguf now, which is the essence of a loan, which is the essence. When I borrow money, my guf is meshubed to pay you back. So then memeil even without shibud nechasim, that's not a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. And that's what's happening l'gabe the ksuba. My guf is meshubed to pay you back. Okay? That's Rabbeinu Elio's yisoid. So my kasha for you, Rabbeisai, is does Tosfos and Mavasar agree with the Rabbeinu Elio? Who has a teretz to that kasha? Does Tosfos and Baba Basra and Daf Gimel agree with Rabbi Eliyahu's yisoid? I can tell you what my opinion is. Anyone have any etzot to tell me about that? What Tosfos and Baba Basra say?
Shibud
nechasim.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, so what did David just say? So to answer my question, David?
Probably not.
Because if Tosfos held like the Rabbi Eliyahu, what could have Tosfos just said? What could have Tosfos just said? Meshabim
my
guf. Why did Tosfos have to say, you're even meshabim your nechasim? The mile of what a shtar can collect from. Even my karka, the shibud nechasim. Sounds like Tosfos holds what? If I would just have that Tosfos, I think that Tosfos is arguing on the Rabbeinu Elio and saying what? And saying that shibud aguf is not sufficient. So then my kasha is, really? Tosfos and Baba Basra? You agree? So then how did Yosef do his tzuba? So how does it work? So the answer is, there's a second day in Ksubis. The second day in Ksubis. What does the second day in Ksubis says? Rabbi said the second day in Ksubis. I wish I had a week to spend that time on that the second day in Ksubis. Zok, the second day in Tosfos in Ksubis, says, Amayri Degi Yisayt. What is it? Hoidos Baldin Kemeya Edim Dami. What does that mean? First of all, what is that statement? Chevra, Edis is the strongest raya. If you have two Edim that bring you a Raya, whether it's Dine Nefashas, Dine Mamanas, Dine Edav Shebe'erva, Azoy is the supreme in Halacha. Edim are the best, are the festa Raya, the best Raya that you could ever have. But comes along the Gemara of a Chiddush in Dine Mamanas. A Baal Din, who walks into court and says, I owe Sammy money. I'm being mischayiv myself that I owe him money. Zok the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Hoidos Baldin is Kameya Edim Dami. It's as if we have 100 Edim, which by the way is meaningless in Halacha, because Trey Kameya, but the Gemara is just trying to emphasize the fact that that's real, and it's as if you have two Edim that are now saying that Rabbi Belzon borrowed money from Sammy, that he owes that money. Even though there was no loan, there was no debt, there was no story, the fact that he comes in and he's moideh, he's chayef. Zok toisis and ksubis. Not only is that true that hoidos baldin kamei edom dami, and that's the way the ksub is working, but it's even true if you're a what? Everybody said, what's the yisayid? What's this chassan? Ah, now what was the word I used? A shnuk. Even if you're a shnuk. It's even if you have nothing to your name, and we know you have nothing to your name, because we've never seen you work a day in your life, right? You have the biggest reality check that you're ever going to have when you get married and you realize that these obligations are going to fall on your shoulders, right? Your mom is going to wake up in a second and realize, oh my gosh, I actually have to do something. I have to get out of bed. I actually have to like make something of my life. Reality, the alarm goes off, right? And you have nothing to your name. And we know, we're looking at the chazan tish. He's like all excited. Yeah, he's going to go on his honeymoon. It's going to be great. Oh, marriage is so simple. And boom! Right? He just walks into a wall, right? Not so bashit. Okay? But he's signing this document and he's saying that all my nechasim are going to be collected by this woman in case of needing to utilize chas v'shalom neksuba. Chas v'shalom neksuba, rabbi say. Chas v'shalom neksuba is for all those that want to paste it on the wall. Right? It's not the most ideal situations. Okay? Chiddush. Hoidos baldin can even work keneged sheker. Something you know that's not true. That right there triggers how does Hoidos baldin work? So right then and there, I start thinking, okay, I need to see Makaris on this. I did not put this on the Makaris, Rabbi said. If I was learning the Sugi of Hoidos baldin, you could better believe that this would be on the Makaris. Those of you that want to see it, has a Moyridika piece on the way Hoidos baldin works. Is it Nehemonos? Is it Ischaivus? Ayin Shom? Major, major geschmack raid, and you say this that come out. But clearly, Tosis is understanding that it works in a way that it's not bothersome that you could even be mischayev against a Davar Shel Sheker. I am the rush over there in Ksubis and Afalpi. The rush attacks Tosis and says, how could you say it works through Oda? This is, we all know that he doesn't have any Nechasim, that's Sheker. So therefore, Rabbi Yisai, this is a major question that gets into a lot of other sugyas. Can Oda's Baldin work Keneged Sheker? But Rabbi Yisai, I have a kasha before I take your kashas, guys.
Can we just explain it?
What?
Can we just explain how it's working?
He's being moided that it's meshubad.
What's being meshubad?
His karka.
He doesn't have any karka.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. A hoidos baldin works. Saying,
but where was the heichitim set? If he doesn't have any money, if he doesn't have the shevet brut,
it's working through a hoidah. It's not. It's not working through a kenyan.
So there's no kenyan in there,
right? Hoidos baldin can be eden dami.
So there's nothing binding.
Why not? Well, hoidos baldin isn't binding.
But there's no kenyan. What?
What's the Kenyan when I walk into court and I say I owe Sammy money? No Kenyan. That works. Messiah of himself. That works. Not through Kenyan. What?
It's like he's embezzling when he's up.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. Yeah. As long as he's made it in front of other people, that's fine. That's it. Again, that's the way I'm assuming Tesis is learning. Could be that there's another Pshat in Tesis. Everybody said we were learning Subis. I might say that there's another Pshat in Tesis that's working through a new type of Kenyan called a Kenyan Odisa. Okay, David, there's another pshat that a person actually has the ability to be makne his money, if he has money, by saying that the money that I have, I amoda, is Sammy's. And there might be a kinyan, and it's a question how that works, but one of the kinyanim I might be able to do with a guy, mechiras chametz, whatever, is say, the money that I have, that the chametz that I have in my rishos is now yours. That might be a special takana, that a Kenyan Odisa works. Maybe that's what Tosis means, but I want to understand Tosis' Poshup Shah, that he's just saying that the husband is just being Mitzchayim himself, and he's saying, Odos Baldin Kameya Yedadam. And that Chiddush of Tosis is that works even B'makum Sheker, even B'makum where you know it's not true. Rabbi Yisai, what was the problem with understanding that it's Mamish a Kenyan? That the Sheba, that it's working with regular Sheba, not through the Sigya of Odos Baldin? L'choyra Tosis holds like our day in Tosfos, that what?
You need something.
That you need something. And you need a Shibur Nechasim. You can't just have a Shibur Aguf. Shibur Aguf is not the answer for the sugya of Kinyan Dvar. But Rabbi say, here's my problem. Oh, excellent. My problem is, Rabbi said, the next Tosfos. And even without that, I would have a problem. How does Tosfos explain away what? Gemara where? Bamitzia, Tzadi Dalit. Everyone has to agree and to subscribe to what?
That's exactly how he explains it.
It's not Hodos Baldin.
No, not.
Right. That's what Tosfos Bava Basra is explaining. Yeah. How does Tosfos and Ksubis explain away the Gemara Bamitzia, Tzadi Dalit? It seems to be a raya that a person with just Shibur Aguf has the ability to lock in, and it's not a problem of Kinyan Dvarim. Otherwise, you should have a problem. But Mitzia Tzadi Dalit. How do you have Master Shomer Sacher, Leah's Kashoyel?
With his Baldin.
That's not how he does Baldin. He's
saying, I take the responsibility.
No, I'm not being moided that I'm chayev to you. No, it's totally. Hodas Baldin means I owe you the money. Something happened. I'm telling you a story. It's Edus. Here, he's triggering a chiyuv atoira. How? That's Kinyan Dvarim Ba'alma. It's Kinyan Dvar Marba. And that's Kufa Tosfos Kasha in Baba Basra. Frek Tosfos Kasha, Kinyan Dvar Marba. Really, there's a problem of Kinyan Dvar Ba'alma? There's a Yisayat of Kinyan Dvar Marba. There's a Chasarin of Kinyan Dvar Ba'alma. Frek Tosfos Kasha. What do you do with Baba Mitzia Tzadi Dalet Men Aleph? Master Shem Rechizah. Perek Azor Chizah. This is not Masha Shem Rechizah. This is Gashayel. Umikula B'Kinyan V'yodo. And they say what? The Gemara answers what? That you did a Maisa Kinyan.
By the way, why does Tosfos pick on Dafka that day? Weren't there 2 days? Weren't there 2 days? Why does he say I have a kasha dafka on that day?
What was
the second one? That which you're relying on me, so I now have a good reputation. So therefore, I'm now going to be meschayev. Why does he specifically? He only wants to quote half the Gemara. That's why. That's the pshat and Tosfos. Stay tuned.
Because this one's already Kenyan.
Okay, so what? The other one's Kenyan. It's just not a Kenyan chalipin. That one happens to say they made him Isaac Kenyan with a Khalifa. Okay, there the Kenyan is with the Hana.
But isn't he also the Matna there?
He is, yeah.
I was like, not only is he taking on
The Shmira.
I'm saying he's getting the Hana.
Yeah.
Which ain't Kenyan there. Okay. In the first day it wasn't.
Okay, but doesn't Kenyan Dvarim work by all Kenyanim?
Isn't that what the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu Bishalok Hanumiyado? Yeah.
No, I'm asking. No, not Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is kind of the other day.
In the first day, I don't remember when
the Gemara is saying, even if he didn't do a Maisa Kinyan of Chalipin, but you can understand that just from the Parsha, from the way it works, is that there's a Kinyan that's happening.
But he's getting a certain amount of.
Okay, but I still have a question. Why isn't every case of a Shomer being Masna, even through the Hana that he's getting, an issue of Kinyan Dvar? That's my Kasha. I just have a Kasha on the Gemara. I don't understand. However you slice it, just like the Gemara asks over here, so you did a Maisa Kenyan. So what? But it's a Kenyan to opt to do something. That's Kenyan Dvar, isn't it? Maybe not.
Yeah,
I don't know. No, again. But what he's obligating himself is a Kenyan Dvar. I'm going to do a pool. I'm going to work harder
but
for the Shmir.
Right now.
I don't care. Why should I care?
Why can't the Hana?
He also took a Suder.
But Hana's like money.
He's getting a Suder.
I'm saying, if I can be Mekadesh.
He's getting a Suder. Why is that different? You're being Mechayiv yourself to work hard. That's a Kenyan Dvarim. Isn't it?
But right now I'm getting something.
I'm getting a Suder.
I don't understand.
Why is it different?
Why should that matter? Again.
Because then the chalos is on that.
why is this a problem? What's Tosfos Kasha?
Why is that?
You do it a Maisa Kinyan, so you can touch it. It's nice. I got it in Zibermans. It's beautiful. I can feel it. I'm now taking it into my property. Why aren't you saying that also according to the first day?
Am I keeping that?
Yeah, sure. Sure. I don't know, what's your stipulation? Depending on if you made it on a Tona, Sachsa, or not. Let's not get into it. Let's say you can keep it. Great. Fractois is a cash. I don't understand. It's Kenyan Dvarim Ba'alma, Rabbi Isai. You with me, Shimmy?
I think I saw sort of got confused in the track of the past 5 minutes of what exactly was going on.
Okay, let's start. What do you say? You're ready to be with Tosfos and Ksubos?
I think so.
Okay, so now I have very one fundamental question. Doesn't the Gemara say in Bamitzia that a Shomer could say, I'm opting to watch harder and to take a higher level of Achrayus? Shouldn't that be a Kinyan Dvar and Ba'alma? Right? Oh, what does the Gemara say? No. They did a Kinyan Sudr. So what? So the Gemara also says in Baba Basra that they did a Kinyan Sudr, and the Gemara still says it's still a Kinyan Sudr and a Kinyan Dvar. To be able to opt in to do a chalukah is a kinyan dvarim, even if you did all major ma'aseh kinyan, right? Good. So what does Taisa say? No. Hasam lav kinyan dvarim. Why? That was Taisa's implied question. Kinyan gamru shem shabbat is atzbo shem yonis yeshalin. Why? Because over there, what? He's being meshabbat himself that if there's going to be an oinus that happens, he's going to pay.
Taisa shouldn't agree with that.
Taisus shouldn't agree with that. Stira mine ube in Taisus. I was very bothered by this. Baruch Hashem, I found Shmuel, I found other Achronim that are asked this kasha. Problem is, Shmuel lav dafka is the first Taisus. But Rabbi Isai, if you take the Taisus at face value, you have a stira in the Divrei HaTaisus. And fundamentally, that's going to be the same kasha that I'm going to ask in Taisus and Ksubas in the second day. How does he deal with the Gemara Mamatzia? If you hold Shibir Aguf, not like Rabbeinu Elio, that a Shibud Aguf is still going to be a problem of Kinyan Dvarim, and you hold like our day of Taisus Mashma, that you need a level of Shibud Nechasim in order to what? Get out of the situation of Kinyan Dvarim, and that's potentially, Rabbi Say, what I'm suggesting, is the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the 2 days in Ksubis, so then you have a Mineu Bei Stira between the first Taisus and the second Taisus in our Gemara. Unless you say the following. Perhaps not a kasha. Perhaps Tosfos agrees when it comes to the Gemara and Bamitzia and Daf Tzadi Dalet. You know why? Because that's not my parsha. That's not my opting in. It's not that I'm not my opting in, but it's the Chiyuvei HaTorah of Parsha Shomer. What is a Shomer? The Shomer saying. Is a shomer saying, meaning the shaila is Zokt Rabbeinu Elio. You see from the Gemara B'Metzia and Tzadi Dalet that by a shibud aguf, you see that there's no problem kinyan dvar. Why? Because you see that a shomer chino could become a shoyl. So you see, as long as you're meshab your guf, to what? To the kinyan. That's enough for it to be chal. Is that the only explanation of the Gemara Mamatziah?
No.
How else could I explain away Gemara Mamatziah?
No.
How else could I explain the Gemara Mamatziah why it's not a Kinyan Dvar? Everybody say. Is it possible to say that this is not similar to a classic Kinyan Dvar because this is the Parsha of Shomer? And it's a Parsha that exists without me? Rabbi Say, everyone hear what I'm asking over here? How is the second day of Taisus going to explain away that Gemara Mamatziah? He leaves it hanging.
Which one's the second day?
The Yesh Befarshim. Hodas Baal Dekamei Yedin Davi. So how's he going to explain, if he's holding fundamentally that a Shibud Aguf is not sufficient to resolve Kinyan Dvarim, so how's he going to explain how a Shomer could switch from being a Shomer Chinam to a Shoyal, and that's not going to be a violation of Kinyan Dvar.
You just said that he takes on the responsibility, that he's molded to
the
responsibility.
So why is taking on that responsibility any different than our Gemara of Ratzu Lasos Plogta? You made a Kinyan that you're going to take on the responsibility to split it. Why is it that the Parsha of Shomerim is different than making a Plogta? Yeah.
Is there you could be metakin if I
paying
for the item that you lost, so maybe that's the difference.
So what? But Lamaisa, you're saying you're going to opt into that. If you're not saying that I'm being meshabe my nechosin for that,
right? You're just saying, I'm going to be a shoyl, means I'm going to work harder. So isn't that a kinyan dvar? And isn't Tosfos over here saying that since you're being meshabed your guf, that's already enough? So why does he say an hour sugya you have to be meshabed your nechas? What's the difference?
Two different things.
Why?
Because there's something.
I mean, yes, it is two different things, but why is that relevant?
Because over here, it's, if I just say I want to split the property with you, there's no way, unless I'm saying in the rivet, that I'm saying I'm splitting the property, that I'm being meshabed by guf to one day pay the money in order to split for this wall, which is not how Tosfos holds. So then being meshabed by guf doesn't do anything here. I'm splitting a property. There's nothing I can, my guf doesn't help in this kinyan. Masha'in came by being...
Why not?
Because it doesn't provide anything. That's not, we're not dealing with money here. We're just dealing with that we want to split the property. My guf has no shaykhus to this. Masha'in came by over there where the Yanes and Yishalim, so that my guf can pay that back. There's something relevant.
Mm.
No, Tosfos is talking about a bini, not Tosa.
That's not Tosos.
Yeah.
No, he's saying nechasim. He's saying to split the property.
No, he's talking
for the wall. But he's not saying like the Ravid who said that I'm putting in money to split this wall.
I'm saying he's talking about an elishma of good though, which means it's for a binyan, not kosher.
Yeah, but he's saying that I'm gonna give property. I can't be meshabed my body for property.
A sheep in the chasim is not that.
He's saying I'm gonna give if this wall needs to
I have a lien to pay for that wall.
Yeah, it's still mamon. Sheep is just
but that's not he doesn't mention money. Only the Ravid mentions
that's
money.
That's what nechasim is.
No, he's saying I'm going to be meshabed by nechasim. I'll give part of my property to this. That's what I understood it.
No. It's a debt. It's a debt.
So it's the same thing
that's
as the Ravid.
Nechasim. No, the Ravid's a different story. The Ravid doesn't even need a shibud nechasim. The Ravid's just saying, I'm going to pay a certain amount of money, which is another fetish. But Tosfos is saying, you can collect for my property. If I end up defaulting, you can collect for my property to get for that money. So that's something for the king to be challah. Noam, what do you think?
Well, maybe by us, the chutzner is by both people right now. So, firstly, you have to deal with what's there, the nechasim. By the other case, he's already has a chiyuv towards something.
Oh. Excellent. He's already a what?
A shomer.
He's already a shomer, Rabbi Say. His guf is already in the parsha. He's just what? Anting it up. No, that's not the word. He's raising the bar, upping the bar. Upping the level of chiyuv within the parshas that the Torah dictates of what level of shomer you're in. So is that relevant? Is that maybe a difference? That when you're creating a story, mechadosh, so then what? Then you have a problem. Then the fact that now you're just going to be meshab your goof, if you don't have an item right now that the kinyan is going to be chal, so then maybe that's a problem of kinyan var. But when you're what? You're already bechezkas ha-shoymer. And now you just want to raise the bar, so then maybe that's different.
Why? Fundamentally,
but if that's the case, I don't understand. So what did the Gemara ask him about Metziah? According to your logic, why did the Gemara ever have a kasha that it's kinyan dvar?
Why should it even work?
It should just be, no, here's the difference, because you're already the cheskas being a shomer. And the Gemara should have never had to come on to kanam yadam.
But what?
Right? Unless you're saying, no, there's a problem with just me just saying it, and only if I do a maisa kinyan, but since your guf is already involved, so therefore, melee, that's enough of an item to now just raise the bar.
Kinyan's a kinyan.
Yeah?
Saying, you're raising the anthem, you're not starting from scratch, but you still need a kinyan.
Right.
Yeah,
it's still a kinyan.
It shouldn't work.
Right, no, I hear. Is it possible? Yeah, Julian.
By the government series, there's a government suyam that you're being chayv.
Okay.
You're saying,
well, who says government suyam makes a difference? Okay.
But I'm saying that in Svara, there is a difference. Saying, chayv on something that's concrete. So, Masha Inkin, I'm just saying I'm chayv to build part of this wall. I don't know, I didn't specify what
okay,
the proportion
could
is.
Okay, that could be. If you, we'll get to Shitzarama, but we're before Shitzarama right now. We're assuming that the chasaran is to do a pu'ula, to be mischayev yourself to a pu'ula, to watch better. That's all. That's not going to be. That's going to be a kinyan dvar. Yeah.
It's a chov mamon.
What?
It's not just working better. It's a chov mamon. Alz onsen.
So do you need an item for the kinyan to be chala? That's the Rashba sounded like, right?
Right.
You don't have that without, unless you have. You say a gofer is fine. Rabbi said, could one be mechalik and say, yeah, Asher?
Does that mean that Tosos can't learn Shuvas from Bava Metzia now? Because, like...
No, I'm asking why... No, I'm saying according to the second... Tosos is... Rabbi Eliyahu is learning Shuvas from Bava Metzia. Clearly the second day is not, and I'm asking, well, so then how does he explain the Gemara Bava Metzia? Why isn't that still a problem with Kinyan Dvarim? So Tosos Bava Basra says... because he's Meshabed is Guf. But my question is, but Taisus Baba Basra also in the Taisus prior says Shibud HaGuf is not sufficient, Pashtus in the Taisus. And that's the Shita of the Yesh Mepharshim and Ksubis. Unless you say that maybe the Chiyuvim of the Torah are different, since the Chiyuv Shomrim is designed and is a Chiyuv that's pre-existing according to the Torah. So therefore, to opt in within that parsha is simpler, more than just an arrangement with two balei dinim. Is that the case?
How does it work though?
So it's still shver, because very nice. It's the chiyuvei atayra. Very nice. I'm not in the driver's seat of all the details. It's something that's pre-existing. But what got you into it? Who was mechayev you to do that? Why should that make a difference? Because it's chiyuvei atayra. I'm not sure. It's a really bothersome rabbi, so this kasha of either you could just lob dafka the taisis, and you could say the first day of taisis doesn't really mean shiva nechasim. I think that's pretty shver, because you didn't have to say shiva nechasim. Or you have to come out into some chiluk, which you're going to have to do anyways. My point is, you're going to have to do that anyways in the second day in taisis and ksubis. How are you going to explain away the fact that you're able to opt in to a higher level of shmir, and that's not going to be a problem of kinyan dvar? Big problem. Yeah, Yosef.
Maybe you could say that by the Shomrim, it's not really a pe'ula, because if it happens right away, you're chayef. If an onus happens right away, you're chayef. So you're really opting into chiyuv.
It's not a pe'ula. I don't think the chisaron is the fact that it's not a pe'ula. The chisaron is a kinyan has to be chal on a dover.
I can't.
That's what Rashi says. This item is now transferring from this person's rishos to that person's rishos. That's a kinyan. That's not a kinyan dvarim. That's something that the kinyan was chal on. That's not a problem of kinyan dvarim. It's not the fact that we were focusing on two elements. Usually a pu'ula is a lack of a dover that's switching from one end to the next. Yeah.
To also say that the second day in Sukkot is not saying you don't need a shiva guf. Just saying by here in the case of a chassan, I have another.
Right. So you're saying you're right. You might not be arguing. Yeah. Then you're just stuck with the stira and taisus, our taisus. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We have to say about Matzia, like that's a Kenyan, because the answer is it's a Kenyan Siddur, whatever. You have to say that changing your status is going to be a Kenyan.
That's
another way.
I think so. That's some shot. Yeah.
Well, didn't Rashi say that the Kindabarm is it's not a good Kenyan when there's nothing transferring, nothing changing?
So right.
With the case of the Shomer, there is a transfer, there is a change of something.
What?
I mean, the owner's giving more, it's just to be able to use it.
Other than the Shibud HaGuf, what's transferring?
The Chiyuv and the ability to be able to
the Shibud HaGuf, right?
But also the ability to use this item in more of the way.
As a show.
No, he's still a Shomer Chino.
As a show.
No, isn't a borrower able to do more of that?
But he's a Shomer Chino that's responsible. He's not able to use it.
Borrower can't use an item?
No, a borrower can't. He's a Shomer Chino who's responsible.
He's raising his level of achrayus.
Meaning,
also giving the ability to do more with the item.
I don't think so. I think that would need a kinyan sheila, right? Yeah.
What would you say? It's like a totally new thing. I mean, it's not that.
But then it's not a chiddush. You can become a sheila. Everyone can become a sheila.
Right, so I'm just saying that's what we're saying.
That's not a chiddush. Rabbi Isai, that was just one nekuda. But Yehei Mashiyei, Rabbi Isai, the way I'm presenting it is that
There's a fundamental machloikis already in the Tosis and Ksubis, and Pasha Pshat from our Tosis as well, on what, how expansive and what level do we need in order to get around Kinyan Dvarim? Would Shibud Aguf be sufficient without Shibud Nechasim in order to get around the problem of Kinyan Dvarim Baal? But Rabbi Isai, I'd like to now, in the duration of this sugya, focus on, I think, the most fundamental part of the sugya, which is the following. The Gemara says in the answer, you're right, it's a Kinyan Dvarim, even after they picked up the Sudr, and even after they did Chalipin. But over here is different because it was Baruchos. Zokt Rashi and Zokt Rosh, what that meant is, that what? That each one now owns part of the property, and what I own left your rishus, and what you own left my rishus. We mamish made a chaluka, and the kinyan was on that chaluka. We are no longer shutfin in all areas of this property. However, that doesn't seem to be the case in Shita Saramba. Pasha Pshat in Shita Saramba. In Hilchos Shcheinim, in Perek Beis, when he quotes our sugya, he says the following. Makum she'im be'adim chaluka, sheratzu shutfin l'chalko, afal pi shekonim yadim sheratzu, kol ech me'em yachol lachzer bo. More in the Havamina said, even if you did a ma'isa kinyan, a kinyan sudr, doesn't matter, still a kinyan dvar ba'amu. Still, Ratzu Lahadrube, because of Kinyan. Right? So, what does the Gemara say? Shezek Kinyan Dvarmu, Kamoshe Biarnu. Avalim Kanu, Miyadim Shezer Ratzu Lberuach Ploinis, Vezer Ratzu Beruach Ploinis, Einam Yechoilim Lachzor. What happened? Read that line in the Rambam carefully, Rabbi Say. Avalim Kanu, Miyadim Shezer Ratzu Lberuach Ploinis, Vezer Ratzu Beruach Ploinis. What did your Kinyan do? It designated what? A location of what they are both ratzu to make a plugta for. Then the Rambam says that resolved the issue of kinyan dvar. But say, who is in disagreement with the Rambam, Zok the Tur? Rashi and the Rosh. Because what did Rashi and the Rosh learn? The way I assumed and I yelled at David the first day of Shir, right? David, when he presented to me with what changed within Ruchos, was very similar to Shita Rambam. I said, that's not what Rashi said, right? What did Rashi say? Rashi said, they choose areas, and what? V'konu me'odom, me'ato nikna chelek mizrachi lezeh, ve'ein lezeh chelek bo. He doesn't have that portion anymore. He relinquished it. It's not his anymore. The Rambam does not sound like that. The Torah says, according to the Rambam, as long as you what? Designate an area for your future chaluka, that now resolved the issue that Gemara raised, that that's a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. And now I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, David Rubin's question, what changed? So what that you now pointed out a certain line of demarcation and a future locale of where our chaluka is going to exist? But it's still a chisarin. There's nothing, there's no item that's switched from one to the next. It's still to do a future palukta. How does this get around the issue of kinyan dvarim ba'alma? Everyone hear my kasha on the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai? The major machloikis had to read the line of the Gemara, shekanu beruchos. What did that do? According to Rashi and the Rosh, that did a ton. Did everything. It brought in a chefetz here. It mamish transferred an item from one area to the next. According to the Rambam, no. It is the same stage as Bisharatsu Plukta, but what? We just define a line of demarcation. But it's still in the area of what? It's still in the area of what?
Dvarim.
Unless you're going to lav dafka the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai, also. We're going to do a lot of lav dafking again today, right? We're going to lav dafka Taisa, lav dafka the Rambam. The Rambam didn't mean that it's a kinyan. Maybe. I don't think that's what the Rambam is saying.
He didn't mean that it's a kinyan, or he didn't mean that it was just
Ratzim? He didn't mean that it was just Ratzim. Maybe that's Lav Dafka. I don't know. I want to go with the fact, the way the Torah understands that there's mamish just the Ratzon that's now in a more defined area. But the kasha is on me, why should that be? Rabbi Isai, yeah, Benny.
If they're splitting it in half, then saying that this location is yours and this location is yours is pretty much the same thing.
No.
Like if you're splitting it into like five different, you know, let's say there were like five different parts and you said, fine, this one's yours, this one's yours.
I have a question. Can you be Mekadosh a woman with that half right now? Do you own it at this point in time? No, not until we actually make the transfer. You have to know what you're doing. So you could say that's what the Rambam meant, but that's not what the Rambam said. The Rambam said in order to get around Kinyan Dvarim Ba'alma, all I have to tell you is where the Ruach is. When the Gemara says Beruchos, I don't know from the Gemara Beruchos what Beruchos meant. Rashi and the Rush were Meisif a lot more to the Gemara. And at that point in time when we did our Kinyan Tzudur, we were kind of one and not the other. Why does Rashi feel the need to be Masbir Rabbi Yisai, that it left my Rishus and it went into your Rishus, and that I could be Mekadosh a woman with that Chelik of my Karka because it's only mine and it's no one else's? Yeah, apparently Rashi knew that you could have read the Gemara Beruchos a different way. We were just signaling out where we're eventually going to do that Plugta, which the Gemara thought in the Havamina. You have the Shiloh Rabbi Yisai in every sugi that you learn. The Gemara has a Kasha. The Gemara says, who cares, B'shekana Miyadam? But still, it's only to do a plukta, so you can back out. It's a Kinyan Dvarim Ba'almahu, right? So now the Gemara says, no, it's Beruchos. Does that mean that now all we have to add in is a little specification, and we're still in what the Havamina thought, that we're going to make a plukta? Or do we say what Benny's saying, like the other Rishonim are saying, is no, B'sheruchos, and that Kinyan on the Ruchos was already Chal. Those are two ways to learn the Gemara. Everyone Chal those two ways? Those are two totally different ways. My kasha is, Rabbi Yisai, according to the Rambam, it sounds like as long as I define my areas, there is no problem that we've started off the sugya with to do a kinyan on a pu'ula, to do a kinyan on to have a kinyan on an item that's not switching from one area to the next. Like it seems like the Rashi and the Rush and the Pashup Shad in our Gemara seems to hold. But I have a fundamental question for each and every one of you as you walk out of this room today. What is the problem of Kinyan Dvar? Is it like we've assumed up till now? That you can't have Kinyanim on Pu'ulas, on Maisim, on actions? That you need a Kinyan to be Chal on an item? Is that the Yisayid? Like the Rashba says, like we're assuming? Or is it something totally different? Because the Rambam apparently learns Ruchos as long as you know what it's on, even if it's for a pu'ula, even if it's for a future action, that's something that's okay. Yeah.
Maybe we could say that the problem with Varm is a lack of clarity, and so Rambam would
have... So Zok Noam, that he thinks that the Rambam learned totally different than everyone else in our sugya. And to support what Noam is saying, is a Rambam in Parakei Mehilchus Mechira. Hadvarim she'ein ba'em mamish ein akinyan mol ba'hem klum. Something that's not substantial, and ein ba'em mamish, doing a kinyan on that means nothing. To say all this gibberish, right, without any concrete, we're going to have a partnership, we're going to split a property, and that phraseology with those words, and you do a masakinyan on that, what does that mean? That's exactly what the Marba Basar Gimel Med Aleph says, Harezu Kinyan Dvar Ba'alma. Why? Zokta Rambam Mahesbir. Shere lo hikne l'chaveiro dover mesuyim v'yadua lo ikar v'lo peris ikar yadua. Because what? Because there wasn't a dover mesuyim and a specific item that what? That is recognizable and yadua. Lo ikar, v'lo peris, ikar ayadua. We don't know what we're talking about over here. So now I ask on you, the Rambam. What happens when you do know what you're talking about? What happens when you point to a davar ha-masuya? What happens when you signal out specific lines of demarcations in certain areas? But I don't necessarily transfer it from one person to the next. I still say it, that it's in the realm of what? Something that we're going to do regarding something specific and masuya. Maybe. The Rambam learned in our Gemara, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Baruchos, that that's okay. That's something that can work. That's not the chisaron of Kinyan Dvarim. Kinyan Dvarim means, I don't know what I'm talking about here. Kinyan Dvarim is, it's gibberish. It's just Dvarim. If a davar she'ein lo masuyim, if a davar she'ein lo ikker, specify it, make it ruchos, and then we could talk about even future pa'ulas, even future chalukas. And then the Rambam Hilchos Shechinah and the Rambam Hilchos Bechira makes sense. Rabbi Yisai, I want to be Moisef HaHesber to this.
Which Rambam was that?
Perek Hei Halacha Yudalet. But if one looks at Perek Hei of Hilchos Bechira and one really looks at and analyzes the Rambam in Perek Hei, Rabbi Yisai, I think there is a Hesber and a possible Hesber I'd like to suggest and why the Rambam felt like this. The beginning of the sugya, Rabbi Yisai, raised the following question: is this din of kinyan dvarim ba'alma a klaliyastika issue, a chisaron in all kinyanim, by mechira, by shtar, or is it only a chisaron in hilchos chalipin? So, Rabbi Yisai, the reason why I brought up that issue was because of Rashi that really bothered me. Rashi takes a general phrase in the Gemara that speaks about Kinyan Dvar Ma'alma, that Rishonim, actually no one pointed this out to me, if you look at the Rabbeinu Gershom, Rabbeinu Gershom seems to apply this to all Kinyanim. There's a Chisaron in Kol HaTorah Kula, in all Hilchos Kinyanim, by Kinyan Dvarim, no matter what Kinyan you're doing. Mechate said that this is an issue specifically regarding Chalipin. Yet Rashi wakes up at the beginning of the Sugya and he says, Ve'ein Chalipin, who says specifically Kinyan Chalipin? Why shouldn't this be a chisaron in every type of kinyan? What's unique about chalipin? So Shmuel thinks Rashi didn't mean only chalipin. Rashi meant kol shekhen chalipin. Because I would have thought that chalipin, since the Torah says lakayim kol dover in Rus, in Megillus Rus, so you would have thought that chalipin could even work on a kinyan dvar. Kamash malon, that even chalipin is a chisaron of kinyan dvar. Okay, that's one ma'alef. Happens to be Rav Tursky had that ma'alef in Shitas Rashi. But other Achronim learn Rashi like the way I picked up, that Rashi was coming to reserve it. Rashi was coming to exclude, and Rashi was saying, a chisaron specifically to chalipin, and that's the way to read Rashi. But the question is why? Why would chalipin be different than any other kinyan? Shouldn't the chisaron of a kinyan dvarim be in every type of maisa kinyan that you're going to do? The emes is, Rav Nachum has a fascinating diyuk. Rav Nachum's medayik, this is a classic Rav Nachum diyuk. Look at the Taisus Kinyan Dvar Ma'alma. Fractal of Taisus, we just said, Beperka Sekras Apoilin Disnan Master Shermachin and Leos Kashoyo, Umukula Bishakonomi Yodom. So I asked you guys, Rabbi Yisai, why did Taisus ask specifically, according to the Manda Omer, that they did a Chalipin to resolve the issue of Master Shermachin and Leos Kashoyo? And according to the second day, it's not a problem? Also, how do you explain it away? If there's no Shibud HaGuf, so how do you explain the fact that a Shomer Chinam is allowed to become a Shoal, the question that we were just dealing with? Yet Tosfos only raises the issue according to the Manda Omer that they said they did a Chalipin. Says Rav Nachum, perhaps Tosfos also thinks that the issue of Kinyan Dvarim is limited to what? Chalipin. As I told you, Kanu Miyado, Stam Kinyan in the Gemara, means Chalipin. So perhaps Tosfos only raised the issue according to that daya, because Tosfos was also subscribing to Rashi's Machadish, that what? That the issue of Kinyan Dvarim is only an issue according within the world of Chalipin. Fine, very good. I'm adding to the table. I'm adding another Shita. I'm not explaining why. Why should that be? So Rabbi Yisai, I'm about to tell you a Yisoid. Yeah, Benny.
Can we say that possibly Chalipin is like, I mean, I don't know all Kinyanim at all, but It's like a totally, it's like something you can do separate.
Good. That's exactly what I'm trying to get. Tosfos points out that the Gemara, he's at only asking the Kasha, according to the Man the Amr, that the Shomer Chinam was able to switch to a Shoyl because he did a Kenyan Seder. Rabbi Yisai, if one goes through the entire Parakeh of Hilchas Mechira, where the Rambam introduced his Davar Sheinu Mesuyim by a Kenyan Dvarim, you realize that the context of the entire Rambam is teaching what? Fundamentals about what? Chalipin. Kenyan Seder. What is a Kenyan Seder? What is Chalipin? How does that work? Right? How does it work that I, the koine, right, give over to the makne, the seller, ask him to raise my item, and then suddenly there's a transfer of property? How does that work, legabe the chosin stish? That now she's a... Okay. Oh, excellent. So Zucker Chaim Brisker, Shachter told me that Rav Soloveitchik used to make sure to say over this sugya once every 2 years, to have this yisoid from Reb Chaim. And Rabbi Yisai, I guarantee you, as with that a suffix, if you continue learning Ian in the rest of your life, Rabbi Yisai, I guarantee you this will come up. I'm not going to be able to go through all the rayas, but I'm just going to go through a few of the rayas. Said Reb Chaim in Das HaRambam, and in Das HaRavid, and a few Rishonim, that the yisoid of King and Suda, you've heard this already, Daniel, in the other shir, that you came up with that on your own, is a kinyan al adas. A way for me to solidify that I have gemiras das is what? It's for me to do a kinyan seder. Which is why you'll find in areas in Shas that to be mechazek another area of halacha, like a mechila, the Gemara will discuss the following concept. Mechila tzricha kinyan or mechila ein tzricha kinyan? Why would you need a kinyan seder on a mechila? You're meichel. The answer is, a kinyan seder signifies das. That's the way it's working. It's a gemiras das on the item. The Rambam in this halacha discusses a minig by appointing the rav to be a shliach for the mechiras chametz to lift up a pen, to lift up a handkerchief. And the Rambam says it really is not necessary. It's not ma'akev because you're not making a kinyan, so you don't need a sudr because he's only acting as your shliach. So Soloveitchik asked, so where did the minig come from? It's not a narish a minig. Why do we do it? And we all do it, Rabbi Yisai. What's the point? Dr. Soloveitchik, according to what Daniel said, if Sudr is always there to affect the Gemira's Das, so then we can understand, oh, I really mean this when I'm appointing you to be my Shliach. Okay, the Rambam is saying it's not Ma'akev, but why did you do it in the first place? The answer is, it's a Kinyan al Das. That's what a Kinyan Sudr is. So it's a Gemira's Das also for the Shlichus, even when you're not being Makneh. Rabbi Yisai, Zokte Heilige Rambam, listen to this. Zeha Kinyan. What Kinyan? Perak Hei Halachotes. Zokte Rambam in Ilchus Bechira. Zeha Kinyan. Chalipin is the Kinyan. Ein Tzarech Liyos Bifnei Eidin. Elim Oya Beinoya Bein Chavir Oikono. Shelo Yitzricha Toira Eidin Bedine Mominus Elu Lekoifer. Abel Amoichar Anoisin Oya Tzarech Oya Mashach Yoitzvem. Ein Tzarech Eidin. V'kevin Shekona Akoyne Bederech Menadroch V'shekoyne Bahem. Bein Be'agbo, Bein B'shich V'mesir, Bein B'kinyan, Bein B'kesef, Bein B'shtar. Did the Rambam say that by every other Kenyan? The Rambam says a chiddush nifla la'alocha that you should know by a Kenyan Sudr, you don't need Eidim for the Kenyan to take effect. Why would I think I need Eidim? What is this? Is someone getting married over here? Is this like a Davar Shebe'erva? I want to sell something. Do it to the guy. Every time you go to the bodega and you buy a Snapple, that needs Eidim? You want to be kind of something, so you do a Maisa Kenyan. That's good. And Rabbi Yisai, to make matters worse, Zok deraivid, Amar Avram, ain't a kol moedim bekinyan. Zok deheilige raivid, Rabbi Yisai, and it's a raivid in the Shittibu Gubetzes, in Cheskas Abad, Lemandaf Mem Gimel, Rabbi Yisai. I don't remember exactly. Comes up in Bava Vasa, Rabbi Yisai. The raivid in the Shittibu Gubetzes holds what? Kinyan Sudr, Chalipin, needs Edim, and it's different than any other Kinyan. Why? What's the reason? Because it's a boisa. Because Reb Chaim taught us that for things that need a higher level of das, Dr. Reb Chaim, you need to create Gemiras Das. If the whole nature of the Kinyan Sudr is what? To solidify Gemiras Das. So then what? So without Edom, it's garnished. Perhaps that's what the Ravid held. And perhaps that's even what the Rambam was apologetic to. That you would have thought that maybe I would need Edom, specifically by Sudr, above and beyond every other Kinyan, that the Rambam has to explain away that you don't. But however you shake a Rabbeisai, what is Chalipin? It's a Gemiras Das. It's a representation of Gemiras Das. Merv Rabbeisai. Zok the Rambam. Meduyak in the Rambam. Kinyan Dvarim only comes up in the end of Perakei of Ilchus Mechira. Zok the Rabnochum, why? Because the Rambam held like Shitas Rashi. That what? Kinyan Dvarim is only a chisaron in what? In Chalipin. No other Kinyan. And perhaps even like Tosis. Yet the Rambam is going to tell you that what? That now fits even with the solution to Kinyan Dvarim. Since there's a lack of Gemiras Das, because what? So the Rambam, because we don't know what we're dealing with over here. So Memela, as long as I now what? And Megale! And Messiah Madovar! I now make Ruchois! I now point the boundaries! I now explain and clarify what we're talking about! Then you resolved your issue. Rabbeisai, now I have a Hesber, and why it's specifically an issue in Chalipin, which the Rambam has other issues that he goes on to explain how Chalipin is different than Eli Arkinyan. And I also understand the Maskona of the Gemara, that the Rambam differs from all the other Rishonim and understands what? This doesn't actually have to be an item that switches from one person's property to another. It just needs to be designated. Because now if I know what I'm talking about, now I can have Gemiras Das on that. And the whole Yisoid and Chisaron of Kinyan Dvarim was a Chisaron in the Gemiras Das. Exactly what the Rambam's building up in what Chalipin is in other areas of Halacha. And what the Gemara usually means when it says Kinyan, Kinyan, Kinyan is now solidified in the Gemara's Das. So built into that, if you have a Dover Shein Mesuyim, that's going to be a Chisaron. So now you got to point out your areas. Rabbi say, if we're right that the Rambam disagreed with the other Rishonim in the Gemaskonos HaGemara, it might be Megalatos of Pesach in the Rambam's Chisaron of why Kinyan Dvarim would only be an issue in Chalipin specifically. Now, in Rashi, this doesn't work. Rashi happens to be that he limited to Chalipin, if I'm learning Rashi correctly, not like Reb Shmuel. And you have to come on to another reason, because according to Rashi, the resolution of Kinyan Dvarim means I need an item that transfers from one to the next. Okay, so why did you limit this to Chalipin? Excellent question. Excellent question. Maybe I would have a Hava Amina that by Chalipin it should work. I don't know. Maybe I would have a Hava Amina that by Chalipin there's specifically an extra Chisaron of the way Chalipin does, but I can't explain it unless I... This only works in the Rambam who held Kinyan Sudr is different. And as the Maskona, as being a Dover HaMasuyim to resolve the issue. So you have to come on to another Hesber in Das Rashi, why you would limit it to Chalipin. Good. It's a good kasha. But Lefi Das HaRambam, that has the Maskona differently than Rashi, now I have a new Mahalach in the Sugya. But what comes out, Rabbi say at the end, L'achar Kechlos HaKol, I finished, Jeremy. L'achar Kechlos HaKol, comes out in this Rambam, no, I just kind of told him I'm not going to finish. What comes out in this Rambam, Rabbi say, is that we have a whole new Shita in what the Chisaron of Kinyan Dvarim is, and not what we originally assume in terms of our regular Chisaronis, and how to resolve the issue of Kinyan Dvarim is obviously going to be different according to the Rambam than the other Rishonim. Whereas the other Rishonim need an object, or they might differ if a Shibud HaGuf would be sufficient. In Das HaRambam, you don't need that at all. You just need to designate your areas, you need to make it a Dover Mesuyim, and you just resolve the issues of Kinyan Dvarim Ba'alma. Yeah, Jeremy.
Can I just repeat the Shmuel, how he explains Rashi? He says a lot of
Dafka. He says that Rashi was saying, it's even an issue by Chalipin, even though the Pasuk says L'kayim Kol Dover. That I would have thought that Chalipin is an all-encompassing Kinyan, that it could even work for Kinyan Dvarim. No, the Chiddush of the Gemara is, that Kinyan Dvarim applies to Chalipin as well.
Why would I have felt differently by
Chalipin? Because it says L'kayim Kol, that it's not applicable, because it says L'kayim Kol Dover. Yeah.
Why are we saying that our Gemara is in Chalipin?
Well, first of all, the Rashi says that. The Rambam says that. Because the whole parish is talking about Chalipin. And that's what we're assuming.
So it's for sure
that Rashi said it. And the
Rambam was saying, where do we get that from?
Where Rashi.
Where Rashi get that from?
I don't know. That's the question. That was the question I asked. Yeah. And Tysus is assuming, it sounds like he's learning like that.
According to the Rambam.
And the Rambam is mashable like that.
According to the Rambam, says that all you need is like
actually. Designate
the boundaries. Yeah. That's enough to be a good Kenyan. But in our Gemara, once you opt in to building a wall, like that's all spelled out for you. Meaning, we know it's banned, so we know what material has to be done.
Yeah, but the question is, are you actually transferring ownership right now? According to the Rambam, it didn't sound like that. So I need that other stage, according to the other Rishonim.
Of
transferring ownership that now it's mine and not yours.
But no, Rambam doesn't say that.
Exactly.
You know something, but in Rambam, why would he say that? Even saying we're going to like we'll make a wall, that should be enough to like that itself.
No, because we don't know where it's going to be.
We know it's banned, so.
We don't know where the chalukah is.
But we know
it's a davar sheino masuyim. It's not defined.
But the Mishnah says it's banned. It's still banned, so. And it's with the certain materials that has to be done built with.
That's by Yesh Bo Din Chalukah. We have to make our plukta.
Yeah, but you opt into that. Even though it's in Chalukah, you opt into
that. Who says I can't make a plukta 75-25 if I want to? How do you know what the plukta?
The Mishnah says.
Or you're saying because the Kaisel is the Emsa?
Right. What that meant, but it's still.
I understand what you're saying. You're asking, once Ratzu Lasleis plukta. And that's the Mishnah, right? You're right. That's the Mishnah, Be'emtza, and the Kaisel has to be Be'emtza. So why isn't it automatically Mesuyim? I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah?
My chavrusa asked this. I mean, so I suggested maybe you know it's going to be 50-50, but I don't know. The wall is going to be this way, this way, this way. I don't know. You're getting north, I'm getting south. I don't know exactly how it's going to be. I know it's going to be 50-50.
Oh, meaning whose side's whose?
I don't know whose side's
whose. That's a good point.
Well, okay. Right. How would you not know? If the house is here, I'm not going to have this side.
Why not?
Yeah. I'm going to have this side that's not connected to my house.
Maybe.
Why is not Mustavre? The point is that it's still a chisaron. I'm going to be suing. Yeah. I think so. I don't know. Yeah, I hear. It's a little... You have to be mice at this, but the mice of the Rambam. This is a kasha without our. This is a kasha just on the Rambam. What do you mean it's not even the same? Why? Our Mishnah should be fine, right? That's a great kasha. Maybe that's a terrible. Yeah.
A star works. Go ahead. Kinyan, correct.
If you make a star kinyan.
So according to the Rambam, if I make a star a kinyan dvarim in a star, it should work. No.
What does that mean?
We wrote in the shtar, I mean, I don't know how...
And we're going to have a shutfus?
Should that work, then, according to him?
According to this, you say, yeah, for a kesef also, it should work.
That's not what he wrote in... But he wrote, if I wrote in a shtar, that we're going to have a shutfus.
No, he's saying that the Kenyan there was Kalibin. Look at the...
So you write in a shtar?
You have to realize, shtar, in many different areas, can mean different things.
Okay, that's
a shtaraya and a shtar Kenyan. That's not the same.
So shtar is
right. Right, exactly.
How does the Rambam say that you don't need the chatzah and it's just about the das? I feel like just reading it, the Chos Mechila says straight up that you need the actual item.
What do you mean?
Rabbi's saying that the whole thing is das.
It's davar sheino mesuyim. That was the chisaron.
Right. So, meaning you need something mesuyim.
Yeah. The chisaron over here is not what the other Rishonim thought, that it's that you can't make a kinyan if the item is not transferable. According to the Rambam, it's the fact that it's vague.
Oh, just a
totally different chisaron, yeah.
But
yeah.
Necessarily.
So Mamela, that's what I'm suggesting. That allowed for the Rambam to say that as long as you designated the Ruchos, perhaps you resolved the issue of Kenyan Dvarim, and the issue was a totally different issue. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's the end of this sugya. We finished the sugya of Kenyan Dvarim, and tomorrow I would like to start the last stage of the sugya, Admar Mekhemis, I give to Jeremy already. Rav Ashi, Kigon Jaholach, Zebetok Shaloi, Vichzik, Zebetok Shaloi, Vichzik, and then perhaps, I think that